Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. on CalBanyan.com. Hey, gosh almighty. What we're going to do today is we're going to talk more. I haven't done this in a while. I had to talk about this with Brenda. We're going to hit it from a completely different angle. Things you can do to yourself that really transforms you as a person and allows you to be a greater transformational agent for your clients. This topic was brought up very enthusiastically by Erica Flint. Let me tell you about Erica, our co-host today. And Erica, you know by now, she is the Wonder Woman of computers blending with hypnosis, and that she came from the world of software engineering, professional problem solving, that whole Silicon Valley kind of thing. When she got the spark, the idea of, I think I'd like to work with an even more powerful computer, the computer of the human mind. And her research brought her to learning about hypnosis. She got certified locally and then decided, you know what, that really wasn't adequate. And she started doing more research on the internet. She came across our 5 Path 2.0 DVD set. She studied that and bam, it all clicked for her and she was able to start seeing clients. Then she took it to the next level, came and actually participated in one of my live sessions, my live training, the Week of Power. She did that online, which remember you can do that if you sign up with at least 2 weeks advance notice. And now she's gone all the way from that profession, full-time into this profession. She's speaking at the NGH convention. She's a leader among hypnotists. She's a rising star. She's my co-host. And now she's actually a trainer teaching my courses to all those fortunate new hypnotists up there in the Washington area. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you. It's great for me to be here today. And I am just so happy to be in this profession, and I hope it shows that I just really love everything about being here today, talking with people about how they can make huge changes in their life. And I had a personal experience that really transformed my life recently, and that's what we're going to talk about today. But before we get to that, I want to introduce everybody to you, Cal. So Cal Banyan is the hypnosis celebrity, and not just because of all of these wonderful training videos that he's produced today at 440-some. He's a hypnosis celebrity because he's won nearly every award in the profession with the NGH, the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the oldest and largest hypnosis professional organization in the world. He's an author, and he's a speaker, and he's appeared on television and radio talking about hypnosis, talking about The Secret Language of Feelings, which is a book that he's authored that I love, give to nearly all of my clients. He is the person that the experts in the field go to for guidance. And he's the authority on hypnosis that works. He's still speaking, he's still training, he is still seeing private clients. And I'm so happy to be here with you today, Cal. After meeting him and taking his, I took his 5 Path DVD course first, and after taking that course, I felt prepared to see clients, and I've been doing that ever since, full-time in the profession, really happy to be here, just happy to help change lives. And it's a personal experience for me too. And so that's what we're here to talk about today, Cal. So recently I had a really amazing experience when I took a class, a 7th Path class. It's called the 7th Path Ultimate of the 5th Degree class. And so I just wanted to share my personal experience, just some reflection, a little bit on that. But really what's more important for our audience is, okay, so why does this matter? And how can I do the same type of thing? So how did this come about? But before I get started, Cal, what do you think about this topic? What's your input?
You know, we do not really talk about 7th Path enough. And as a result, it's really the biggest surprise that people experience when they come to class is, you know, we talk so much about hypnosis and we talk about using 5 Path age regression and these things to help our clients. But I think one of the reasons that our grads are more successful than other grads in different programs is simply that we take the time to transform the student as they are on their way to being the hypnotist. And the transformation goes beyond just that 1 or 2 weeks in class. You take home a tool that you can continue your personal transformation in a very, very interesting and exciting way. And then when you use what was taught in class, there's an opportunity to learn more. And that's what Erica's talking about here with the ultimates. So please, I'm all ears.
Okay, great. So what's really cool about what you just said, which I just want to highlight, is when students come in and they learn Seventh Path, they're having transformational shift, right? So they are kind of getting rid of their own stuff. And that's one of the purposes of our talk here today, is in order to be a really good hypnotist, you got to get rid of your own baggage. You got to clear up your own issues, right? But then when you learn Seventh Path through this program, right, through the Super Course or Five Path Training, you get to teach it to your clients, right? So, and then your clients have a process for doing self-hypnosis every day that's going to help them be more successful. And how wonderful is it when you as the hypnotist get to have the experience first and then share that with your clients? So this is why this is so important, because you as a hypnotist, you need to get rid of your own kind of baggage first, right? And there's a variety of ways to do that. But then when you do that, then you become a true believer in the work that you do. And then when you turn to your client and you say, I know this is going to help you. I have confidence that this is going to help you. I've helped people do this. You are speaking from the heart. You know it's going to work. It is amazing to be able to help clients with that. So let me just say, okay, so how did this come about? So I'll tell you, I took this class a few weeks ago, and but before the class, all right, before I even left Bellingham, before I even got on the plane, got in the taxi to go to California, take the class, I had an intention. Okay, so I have an attitude, first of all, that I am always learning and always growing. I believe that things get better every single day. Okay, and so I had an intention of really learning and growing in this class and just taking things to the next level. And that's really how I had foreseen things. Sometimes as hypnotists or just, you know, a spiritual leader or person, seeker, grower, human, right? In general, you want to constantly be getting better. And sometimes you're getting rid of things you don't need. And sometimes you're just growing, right? In general. So we're talking about both of those things here. So what do you think about that, Cal?
Absolutely. You know, this is one of the things. I was talking to a trainer the other day, and he talked about how he was really losing passion for what he was doing. And with things like Seven Path, you just keep the passion, because new stuff keeps coming up. You're teaching other people that are, as they start talking about the experiences they're having with Seven Path self-hypnosis, it actually plants seeds inside of you that enable you to have a new perspective or a new expectation, to where you continue to be on fire. Beautiful. Keep going.
Right, absolutely. And so that is a perfect segue into what I'm saying next, okay? So here's the next thing. You need to take care of your own baggage, your own issues, whatever it is, because you cannot guarantee that certain things will not come up in your session. So you need to be ready to deal with anything in your sessions, and you don't want to have a hang up with a particular issue and then it appears in your office and you don't appropriately deal with it, right? So you need to be taking care of these things. So how do you go about doing that? So the first thing I mentioned was, you know, have this awareness and attitude that you're constantly learning, constantly growing. The second thing is an understanding that yes, you need to work on these things as they come up, and a commitment to continue working on yourself. And then be aware of these things as they come up in your life. Okay, so I'm talking about personal changes here, things that bug you, things that you know you have maybe an issue with, right? And addressing those, committing to addressing those, not just for your own personal growth, but because you are a hypnotist and you know that you are going to be a better hypnotist, better professional, if you get rid of your own stuff. So what do you think about that?
Excited. I'm excited to hear about some of your transformational experiences.
All right. Well, so let me just share a couple things. You know, I'd say one of my biggest takeaways, and I've said this before, I just love this profession, and I'm so happy that I took the risk. I took the chance of leaving a really great job in a great company, you know, good salary, benefits, everything. I'm just so happy that I left that and came here to hypnosis for this profession. But there was a part of me that wished I would have done it earlier and been able to live my life kind of from this place sooner. But one of the insights that I got, one of the biggest insights that I got from this most recent kind of experience of mine was that I couldn't be doing the work that I'm doing now without having the experiences that I already have, right? Without the life experience that I already have. So now, instead of just wishing that I would have been in hypnosis 10 years ago, I'm just grateful that I found it now and really happy that everything that has happened to me, the highs, the lows, and there were some lows for sure, are helping me be a better hypnotist. I have an understanding. I have compassion for people that are going through those certain things. And so I am now looking back on some of those lows in my life, just so grateful that they happened, because that is what helps me be such a great hypnotist when my client walks through the door having the exact same experience. So that was one of the transformational shifts that one of the takeaways for me personally. What do you think about that, Cal?
Yeah, I can really hear in the sound of your voice that shift, you know, for gratitude. And, you know, maybe when you were going through those transformative experiences, it was like, why me? What did I do wrong? Da, 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 da. But now, because of the insights you gain, you've really gone into this state of gratitude for the path you've been on. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And without that, I wouldn't be able to be as good at what I do, right? So it's having that experience. And so really, I think it's important, the commitment as a hypnotist, the commitment when you recognize something in your life that really bugs you, you need to fix it, please commit to fixing it, recognizing that it is important for you to address that, okay? And so for me, I use Seventh Path, I use self-hypnosis. That's not the only thing I use, right? So sometimes I'm on a hike, I'm on a bike ride, I'm out on the boat, I'm on the water, and insight comes to me, or healing comes to me, or certain things come to me because I expect it, I want it, I'm open for it, I want the change to take place, I want to have a deeper understanding, I don't want there to be any of those issues in my life. You can't force these things to happen necessarily. They need to happen on their own in the time frame or whatever that is going to work. You need to have the understanding, basically, is what I'm saying. And when you have that insight and then you get the understanding, then you can heal and grow from that. But you need to be planning for this. You need to recognize this is an important part of my job, to work through these issues, right?
Well, yeah, and it's more than just job. It's kind of like what you came into this life to do. It has to do with fulfilling. I mean, I get kind of have a romantic view of this, but I think that we come into this life with a calling or two or three, and nothing can be as satisfying as doing what we came into this life to do. And sometimes we have to do some seemingly unrelated things to prepare us for that. And isn't that right?
Absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, certainly if it's part of your life's calling and your passion, which it is for me, absolutely. And what, and there's just such a wonderful aspect to that that makes you feel like every moment of your day is an important part of your life and where you can continue to grow and be passionate and that type of a thing. But, you know, really what I mean by just committing to it being part of your job, so to speak, is that it's very important for your clients, for you to get rid of your own issues, right? And so, you know, the commitment to work on yourself on an ongoing basis, challenging yourself every day to get better, recognizing when you might have a hang up or issue on something, committing to be done with it, then diligently using your own techniques to be rid of it, right? Using self-hypnosis. The other thing that you could do, because Brenda talked about this, you and Brenda talked about this before in the training videos 381 to 384, taking your hypnosis practice to the next level by becoming a client. So if there's something that you need to work on with another hypnosis professional, a colleague, reach out and do that. Take care of it. It's going to help you personally feel better. It's going to be a benefit to your profession, to your clients, to your community, to everybody in the world when you do take care of that, right?
Right. So what do you recommend that our viewers, hypnotists, do next to get that?
Well, I would say, first of all, a commitment to a daily practice of continued growth and learning, and whatever it is, you know, my recommendation is some type of self-hypnosis. We are hypnotists, so I think that you should be doing self-hypnosis, but it's not the only way. Like I said, sometimes I get insight when I'm riding my bike or doing something like that. So what you should do next is commit to making these changes on a daily basis that you need to be doing by having a daily practice for clearing out the cobwebs in your head, in your life, in your heart that need to be addressed. So just make that commitment right now that you're going to do it. Get a daily practice going. Have the awareness of things that kind of, ooh, that kind of hurt, that kind of bugged me. Address it. Don't just sweep it under the rug. You've got to address it because it's going to come up in your session and your clients are going to benefit if you address it, and so will you. So that's my advice.
Beautiful. Hey, and for you folks that want to get just a taste of what 7th Path is all about, I have a website called 7th Path Self Hypnosis, and I'll put a link below, 7th Path Self Hypnosis, and on there, I've got lesson one to get you started to where you'll actually be able to hypnotize yourself and give yourself what we call the first recognition of 7th Path. And to give you a feeling about that. And of course, it is taught in all of our certification courses, 7th Path Self Hypnosis. All right, wrap it up.
All right, well, there's just one last thing that I want to say. I don't think we ever really get where we're going. I think there's an opportunity for you to grow every single day. The cool part about that is if you think about it, every day could be better than the last, so you could be better each and every day of your life, and that is something to be passionate about because tomorrow can be better than today, and so on and so forth. And so I absolutely love that about this whole idea of just getting better and better every day. It's good for you, good for your clients, good for your community, and everybody in the world, basically. So I encourage you to do that. I'm Erica Flint. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Erica. It's been a pleasure doing these podcasts with you. I look forward to getting back with you in a month or so, about a month or so, and doing some more after the convention. Maybe we can do some recap type stuff and make everybody jealous who didn't go. And for those that did, they go, yeah, I was there for that. The banquet, the awards banquet, some of the big speakers and stuff. All right. Come to the Banyan Hypnosis Center and go through the 10-day NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification course. If you're already trained, I'm going to upgrade your basics, your intermediates, and your advanced work. If you are just beginning, that's all right. I know how to take you from A to Z in a very short period of time. But get ready to eat, sleep, and drink hypnosis because it is a totally saturating type class. All right, that's it. Look forward to talking to you real soon. And I want to see you in person. That's it. Cal Banyan. Thank you again, Erica. Bye-bye. Cal Banyan. Signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.